Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem Power Word Shear number 82. We're at the end of the Sefer Power of Words. This is the third shear of the summary. It's kedai to listen to the last three shiurim, even if you don't have time to go into detail with all the other shiurim review, because this will have more or less a synopsis of the entire Sefer. Although to work on everything individually, it's kedai to listen to each shiur individually that covers various angles of it. But these shiurim here will give the general picture of it. So it's very important to listen to these summaries. So today we're going to discuss some specific patterns of Einos Devarim. So statements that are made with sarcastic tone of voice constitutes Einos Devarim, even if the words themselves may sound kosher, but your tone of voice in a sarcastic way does constitute Einos Devarim. So again, the chait is not just on the hurtful words themselves being verbalized, but it's the manner in which it was spoken. Later we'll talk about even things that were not spoken. But in the spoken word, you may say things that are pariv, that you look at the words itself, hey, I didn't say anything wrong, but the sarcastic tone of it changes the whole manner and creates pain, and that's Einos Devarim. It says after the lav of Leisaimus Amishsai, the Yareisa Melekecha, you should fear Hashem, to warn you against playing games when trying to cause others pains with words, like Rashi says. You could justify it, do it in a way where it may seem innocent, but you know you're not innocent. You know you're trying to hurt, but you pretend that, oh, I wasn't aware of what I just said. Oh, it just slipped out, when it really didn't just slip out. You intended to let it slip out to hurt that person. Even when you disagree with someone, don't ridicule them. Don't set up verbal traps that will make a person feel foolish. Some people have a way of manipulating conversations to be hurtful. One has to be very careful against that. Not to use guilt-inducing tactics to try to motivate someone to do something. You sometimes put in a guilt complex, a guilt trip on that person to make them uncomfortable till the point that they're going to do something that you want them to do. That constitutes Einos Devarim. You have to ask Shaila, but I think it applies even to mitzvahs. You know, you're allowed to push people to give tzedakah. It's an inyan to give, and therefore you could and should motivate people to give, even though they'll feel reluctance and resistance sometimes. But that's okay. But some people go to cross a line to a form of real bullying and sharp words and manipulation. And one has to be careful. That's really crossing a line there that constitutes Einos Devarim in that manner. One has to be very careful. You ask a shayla about the halachic ramifications of something like that, because one needs to be, on one hand, very, forthcoming in trying to inspire people to give tzedakah to an organization that you're representing, but you still have to do it in an erlich way that will not cause people pain. To cause them some discomfort, you know, by recognizing there's a need out there. That's a tremendous need. And if you have the money to give to this cause, you can do in a kosher way, but never in a way that intimidates or threatens or bullies. Asking people personal questions about matters that they prefer not to discuss or that causes them discomfort would be Einos Devarim. Don't ask people questions you know they will not be able to answer. You know, some teachers, it's an exception. It says even with teachers, if they're not involved in that particular mesechta, you shouldn't bring that up. So you need shikala das with teachers too. But if you know that they're not comfortable and they won't be able to answer questions, you don't ask those questions. When a person makes a mistake because they didn't listen to you, you gave advice and they didn't listen, and then they're struggling now because of the fact that they didn't listen to you, don't rub it in. Don't say, I told you so. Don't give them lectures. Be humble about it and be silent, but don't cause Einos Devarim. Someone makes a statement that shows his pride in some accomplishment or achievement. Don't say anything that will deflate his ego. You boost him up and you're pleasant about it. Practical jokes that cause emotional pain is usser. It's usser to make insinuations which imply insults, even though you're not explicitly saying that insulting thing. Mimicking the mannerism or the idiosyncrasies of others can also cause them distress. You know, people matter themselves Purim. They play spiels and they mimic their rabbein, or they mimic other friends. And you have to be careful and to make sure that they're not makbid, because that could create a tremendous amount of einas dvarim by doing that. Be careful not to make helpful sounding insults. You know, people sometimes insult, but they do it in the cover of, oh, I'm just helping. Don't use high pressure tactics on others for selfish interests to get what you want. Be careful when you praise someone not to hint an insult. When you praise a person, don't praise them in terms of criticizing somebody else who's standing nearby. Now, as you do a better job of this than that other person, that constitutes einas dvarim. Don't use praise as a vehicle for expressing insults by ending off praise with an insult. People like to do that. These sneaky techniques of insulting others this way, by mixing in some praise in there, but then shtuching them in another way. Or you use quotes. Some people insult people and you use these quotes. Like, you're not actually saying yourself something that hurting the other person, but you're saying a certain quote that from the quote you could tell it's hurting that person. Use that sneaky aspects of it. These maimarim, even tyra sometimes you use to insult somebody else, also includes einas dvarim. If you use even quotes of different svarim, a guy has an anger problem that they're working on and they're sensitive to, and you throw out Chazal's kol mina gehenim shaltim ba, you know, kalakayis this, kalakayis avid avidezara. You know, these are Chazal, so what's wrong? I'm saying Torah. But again, you're using it in a way that you're trying to shtach that other person. That's einas dvarim. That's when the Torah becomes samamavas. You're using it in the wrong way. Don't use analogies. Don't use mishalim in a way that will hurt somebody else. Very often, double-edged things are einas dvarim. You first say something that sounds friendly, caring, kind, and then you flip it around and you give a message that conveys coldness, that conveys hostility. Unfortunately, there are a lot of abusers that do this, that they torture their victim verbally by first starting out with praise and gentleness, and then they go out in a very vicious way and attack them. It's a common, unfortunately, terrible, terrible tactic, and one needs to be careful not to do anything like that. Don't label anyone in any way. Don't nag. Don't boast, if boasting will cause envy and hurt. Comparing somebody in an unfavorable way with another person will cause that person distress. Oh, you're like so-and-so. Every time you repeat an insult to someone, you cause them pain, and that's einas dvarim. Never repeat yourself to someone who finds that repetition distressful. You already told them something that you need to tell them. Now you're telling them again and again and again. That causes einas dvarim. One has to be careful and avoid that. Be careful and do your best to develop positive communication skills to motivate people. So you learn how to motivate people in a positive way. Never motivate people out of fear or causing them to become uncomfortable. Pessimistic statements causes needless discomfort. So it should be avoided when you're very pessimistic. Don't test out friendships to see if the person can tolerate you. You know, you test sometimes your marriage, and you test your relationships and your friendships by insulting them, being difficult, to see if they'll stick with you. That's also wrong. You don't do that. You know, you behave the best you can in every single circumstance. You don't purposefully misbehave in order to test the other person to see if it'll get to them. You know, being a psychoanalyst could cause pain. Some people insult under their breath, making it as if you're not insulting them, but you really are. All of those things are einas dvarim. Then there's a concept of beyond words. That einas dvarim is not just the words themselves, but in the tone in which you say something, even if it seems benign. Even if your tone of voice will distress somebody, that's einas dvarim, even if the content seems harmless, or having a harsh facial expression when saying something, even if the words themselves seem harmless, that's einas dvarim. It's interesting that it's einas dvarim, even though the words themselves may be kosher, but the harsh expression in which you said it, or harsh facial expression, makes it into einas dvarim. Staring at somebody, make who that in a way that makes them uncomfortable is Ainoas Devarim. Instead, you convey the positive message of warmth and understanding when you look at others. Laughing at somebody will cause them pain. Never use silence as a weapon. If you use silent treatment in a way that is also Ainoas Devarim. It may not be Devarim, but it comes into the klal of Leisainu Ish Es Amisa when you stonewall somebody, especially your spouse, or you play that silent treatment and you cause them tsar. The prohibition against Ainoas Devarim applies to causing people distress by using finger motions, hand motions, signals. Even when writing a note and letter to someone else, one needs to be careful not to include statements that will be considered Ainoas Devarim if they were spoken. So we said a lot of things in this shiur. Please listen carefully. We're going to continue the summary, the Ezes Hashem, in the upcoming shiur. All these summaries are extremely important, Chazara, for the concept of the power of the words and the concept of Ainoas Devarim. Bracha v'atzlacha.